Hi everyone, this is Luke Moroney for the Daily Property Search Podcast. And what I'd like to talk to you all about today is, are you thinking about aged care living or independent living for yourself or family members? Just a disclaimer on this particular podcast is for general purposes only and should not be regarded as financial or legal advice. Please ensure that you do get your own independent advice when it comes to investing. So why am I talking about this particular topic of aged care living, independent living? Well, we're coming of age where we're seeing the baby boomers get towards that later stages of life. So we're talking about that age group of 65 to 85 years of age, where we're seeing a lot of that baby boomer generation starting to think about downsizing. They're thinking about the later stages of their life of, you know, where they can actually live. How are they best suited to the areas? Do they need to look at moving out of cities? Is it a case that they're going to enjoy the retirement in other areas away from where they did grow up? And for whatever reason that they're thinking about this and the facilities that are available at some of these locations are better suited to what they where they live right now. They may not have the conveniences of where they are. They may be in a situation that they've got a large house with stairs and they're not close to some of the facilities, and they often have to drive in areas that they're not really sort of comfortable about driving around, and they're finding that the traffic is getting more intense. There's a situation where they're not really comfortable about sitting in traffic for many hours, and we're in a situation where we might see that it's just that much further and that much harder to actually explore around a city than previously when they were younger, and there was you know, obviously less people living in some of these capital cities around Australia. So we need to explore the options about what's going on, and that actually brings me to that first point is, of those baby boomers that are actually coming into this generation, and if you're a child or a grandchild of some family members, have you actually explored the options and locations of what is available out there for yourself or family members to see, you know, maybe it's not a case of living in capital cities. Maybe you can live in closer locations, or maybe you can live within capital cities that do have an aged care living environment or a community that is close by, it's still to family members, but has the availability and the facilities that they don't have to drive to locations. They are in it within a community that has a bus and public transportation close by, or might have shops and facilities for them, so they won't need to go out and drive around a city on their own. And they're in a close-knit community. So you've got to explore what the options are available in these particular facilities, locations. And, you know, what is going to best suit one person is going to be totally different from another. Now, there's a whole lot of different options. There are more aged care facilities, independent living environments popping up ever so more in around Australia, because we are coming into that generation. We are seeing a lot of developers looking at opening up these places because there is a need. And developers look at these sort of ideas because there's a demand. And when there's a demand, they'll try to capitalize on issues with supply. And if they can bring these facilities available for aged care or independent living, then everyone is going to win out of those situations. Developers win in terms of making a profit, and obviously they're taking a risk in that development, but also the people have so many more options and locations to explore when they do get to an age where they're looking to downsize, they're looking to have the conveniences close by. And this is what those locations, these facilities, enable aged care or people of older age to be able to help them later on in life. So a really important thing to focus on. The second point I'd like to make is, you know, when it brings back to a property standpoint, and a lot of these people have been living in their homes for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, you've got to explore what's actually needed in selling your own home. Now, there's I bring up a circumstances of a family member's friend who was in a situation where they were looking to sell their own place. But prior to that, they actually explored the market of independent living. So they found a location that really liked, and they end up putting a deposit down. Now, often these deposits, where you have to be really careful, are non-refundable. So you've got to look, and if you secure that place and that location, you've put a payment down, are you able to get back your money if it doesn't work out where you're selling your own home? So maybe it's a situation you see what's happening in the market in terms of the age or the movement from one location to another, and different property markets at different times are going to require you to plan that little bit differently. And I'll bring up a couple of examples on where you may want to sell first or where you may want to buy first. And right now in the marketplace in Sydney, you're in a situation that you probably need to sell first, and you can be quite creative on this particular on your particular property by requesting a longer settlement to give you the availability to take the time to move into that new location or purchase a second location. We're right now in a situation where there's a buyer's market. So sellers need to really put their property on the market, sell the property, and be convinced that they're going to get the price or the money available for them to make their next move. All too often, and I'm seeing this with quite a few different age groups where people are buying before they sell because they want to be secure about what they're going to get next. But the problem is they put themselves in financial stress by buying first, and then they can't sell for the amount that they really want to make that move to that next location. So the planning and strategy around these moves from your own home that you've owned for quite a few years into an independent or aged care situation, you might be finding that you're paying very similar amounts or going to need a lot of that money from the sale of your own property for a deposit or for a payment towards that independent or aged care arrangement. So you really got to do some numbers around that, set some planning and strategy around it. But in different markets, it work in different times. So if there is a situation where the independent and aged care living gets in high demand and there's just not enough to go around, you might be in a situation that you really want to buy that property first or put down that deposit. And then you might find that if it is a frenzied market, well, you're going to sell that place really quickly. And that will be the reverse of what's happening right now. So if you found yourself in 2013, 14, 15, and even 2016, you would have been, it was a seller's market. So there was a lot of frenzied activity going on during that time, and you really needed to almost buy first and then sell second. So you needed to be more secure about that arrangement. But that can happen at different times. You have to be really careful with that particular strategy. So all I do is implore you to get some advice before you start making moves and putting deposits down or putting selling your own place and not knowing where you're going to go. So be careful, be very careful with that. My third point is, how will all this affect you financially? Have you done some of the numbers around the buying and selling? Are you going to have enough as a buffer in years to come? Are you going to put that money into a that you've made from your own place of residence into a super fund? Is it going to go towards that independent living or the aged care living? Are you in a situation that you're not going to receive the pension anymore? A lot of financial discussions need to be made, and I would suggest that you speak to your accountant, you speak to your financial advisor, speak to someone who's independent, who is involved in investments, and someone like a buyer's agent or a property advisor, or someone completely removed from the whole situation about numbers. What else is going to be a factor that may affect you financially? So even independent advice, outside accountants, outside financial advisors, that may give you a different sense about which way to tackle some of these transactions that you're about to make. Remember, some of these property transactions are some of the biggest that you're making in your life. And as prices go up, there's potentially a lot more risk that you're going to take on with this arrangement. And all too often, it's the elderly that are often moved in the wrong direction when it comes to financial. And you've got to be really careful. You've got to really touch base with, you know, some really good people who you know, like, and trust that are going to have your best interest in mind. And that's what's really crucial about some of these big financial decisions. So I do implore people, have several discussions before you start putting deposits, before you start signing contracts. Have these discussions with plenty of people. Then you can bring all that information back to you, have discussions with a loved one, a family member outside, and go through the pros and cons on how to make your moves and what's the best way forward. Not just taking the opinion of one person who's not actually ever done that before or doesn't actually work in the property space or investment space on a daily basis. So be careful. I think with these sort of moves in the marketplace, especially right now, where it's kind of a volatile market where we might find that things may dip in the Sydney property prices, the Melbourne property prices in the next 6 or 12 months moving forward, and you might be in a situation where it's going to be very difficult to sell your place if you've already put a deposit on something, and it really can start to push some financial stress onto yourself and other people that are around you. So it's a big one to be careful about. Hopefully that's helped you think that little bit differently when it comes to making your moves in terms of downsizing, whether that to be into independent living, aged care living. There is quite a few options out there in the marketplace right now. Definitely do explore those, and hopefully it all helps you to make better decisions when it comes to making your moves in property. If you want to discuss anything on this particular topic or anything about your own current circumstances with property investing, please do give me a call on 0400 332 377. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.